soprano Rebecca Rogers, good afternoon and welcome to Northside Today.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you on this very cold Monday?
Very cold Monday. Well, I lost my voice.
Now,
for an opera singer.
Yes, the reason we have soprano Rebecca Rogers on with us this morning is because, as you heard George say earlier, and in fact I announced it as well yesterday during Country Legends Corner, a Christmas charity concert takes place this Wednesday, the 13th of December, at the Church of the Nativity in Beaumont. Rebecca, tell us about it, please.
So, we have my choir, the North Dublin Singers. I think they've been on your show before last year, around the same time. And it was under the direction of Susan O'Callaghan. But now I've taken over in September, and we've actually been practicing our Christmas songs since around September for this concert. But they are fantastic. They're really, really enjoyable gang, and they sound fantastic. They sound just great. We also have Kyoltis coming along with us as well to do a few trad tunes to lighten the mood. And I have some of my own students as well, Sophie Whelan and Ellen Doolan. They have a few little solos themselves. But the main thing for the concert is that it's for a non-profit charity called Hughes House. And they provide family accommodation 365 days a year for parents who have sick children in Temple Street and Rotunda Hospitals. And I met with the lady who was running one of the houses a few weeks ago, and she showed me around, and it was so lovely. And you know, they were even just delighted to just have, you know, even €50. I even said to her I'd come in and I'd sing for the families for Christmas as well. And they're just a lovely bunch of people, and it's nice to see that the money is going towards something that will really make a difference, you know.
And again, of course, Rebecca, it has to be pointed out, as we always do, when we're talking about items like this, every penny raised is going directly to Hughes House. And it's important as well that people, because obviously listening to you, is quite obvious that what you saw there pulled at your heartstrings, but everybody involved helps on a totally voluntary basis. The house is ran by a dedicated team, caring and compassionate volunteers and supporters, without whom it just wouldn't exist. And I mean, a lot of people may say, ah, but sure, look, I'm only living 5 or 10 minutes away from the hospital, I'm grand, I don't need it. Your country cousins may, or somebody from the other side of the city, or somebody who maybe can't afford taxis to and from hospitals. You never know when you need these things until you need them.
Yeah. But it's even for families who are coming from Cork or Limerick. Or I mean, there was one guy, the lady Pat, she told me that he was living there for 2.5 years. His child was in Temple Street for 2.5 years, and he only just left a few weeks ago. And he came from Limerick. So he couldn't be travelling every single day up and down, and even finding hotels for that amount of time. Nobody could afford that. And the rooms they have there, they're built on, and they're decorated to, they're little homes, and it's so lovely. And they have volunteers who come in and cook and make, you know, home cooked food for them instead of families. She said a lot of the time they're coming up and they're just sitting in their car and they're getting a takeaway, and you know, that doesn't really give you a lot of strength to go through what you're going through with the children. So I'm so delighted to be doing this concert for this charity, because it was one of the ladies in the choir who pointed it out to me, because I said, what will we do it for? Will we do it for the Irish Cancer Society or blah, blah, blah? And they said, no, why don't we do it for a non-profit? I was like, okay. And she said, have you heard of Hughes House? I was like, no. And as soon as I read up about it and I went to go meet the lady, I was just sold. I was like, yes, I will do everything for you. I'll do even another concert for you.
And I suppose, Rebecca, you know, for maybe it will save us a lot of time explaining about Hughes House. It's basically, from what I can glean anyway, it's based on the model of the Ronald McDonald Houses, which people will know about from all over the world, close to children's hospitals.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Rebecca, music and churches are synonymous with one another, especially in the modern era. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when you had choirs, and especially at Christmas time, were absolutely fabulous. To do what you're doing, in relation to this, because you are going to, like, you know, there's something for everybody in this concert. Do you have to give a lot of thought to the acoustics when it comes to a church?
Yes, definitely. Every church is completely different. It depends on whether you have lots of carpets or whether it's wood or whether it's cement or brick or whatever. But I do have proper sound equipment, and I'll be in during the day and testing everything and seeing what works. And then it goes all out the window as soon as 100 people come in the door and they soak up the sound.
Yeah, of course, it does change the dynamic of the sound,
really,
totally. You know, and most churches as well. Of course, they've a lot of glass and shiny surfaces as well, which isn't conducive to good sound.
Yeah. And churches are just so amazing to have choirs singing. The sound it creates is just, it kind of raises the hairs on the back of your neck. It's going to be fantastic.
It most certainly does. And doors open in the Church of the Nativity at 7:30 p.m. What time does the concert start at, Rebecca?
We start at 8 p.m. sharp.
So you have a half an hour to get in the door and get into your seat. And again, as I said yesterday, you know, in the overall context of some of the figures that we have seen recently about what each household will go to spend over the Christmas, you know, a tenner for adults and a fiver for children, it's really, really good value. Just go back again, Rebecca, to where you were saying about the different artists who will be performing.
Yes. So I have Kyoltis. They're local Kyoltis. They actually rehearse in the same building as my choir every Tuesday. And they are a group of 14 and 15-year-olds. They'll be doing two 10-minute slots of traditional Irish music. I also have one of my own students, Sophie Whelan. I've been teaching her for about 5 years now. And she is an up-and-coming soprano, and she will be singing O Holy Night and a German Christmas song, Maria Wegenlied. And I also have a little special student of mine, which she always pulls my heartstrings at every lesson. She's 8 years old, and her name is Ellen Doolan, and she will be singing Where Are You Christmas from The Grinch. So that'll be the kind of awe factor of the concert. And then, of course, myself, if I have my voice back, I will be singing Tosca's Vizzi D'Arte.
There really is something for everybody in that. Duration, you're talking about kicking off at 8 o'clock, so what time are you talking about curtain down at finished at Rebecca?
We will hopefully, fingers crossed, be finished by 9:30, 9:45, out the door.
Yeah, so basically 2 hours, and again, as I said, like, you know, for that money, it's for nothing.
Yeah.
Rebecca, on the wider scheme of things, soprano Rebecca Rogers, is she busy at the moment?
At the moment, yes. Hence why I have no voice. I've just come back from my debut in Carnegie Hall, which was fantastic. And things have kind of just kind of spiralled from there. And I've gotten a few contacts and met with new teachers. And I'm studying with a new teacher at the moment, a Dutch soprano, Judith Mock. Which is going fantastic, and she kind of has me under her reins for the moment, so there'll be a lot of exciting things coming up, and I will have more concerts coming up with the North Dublin Singers also in the new year. We've two planned already for maybe March and June. They'll be for two different charities as well, and also I will be holding my own recital next May as well. Venue to be confirmed, but I'm sure I'll be back on to tell you about it.
I was just going to say to it that you make sure you contact us, and we'd love to talk to you and maybe go along to some of those and do a little bit of a recording at some of those if possible, Rebecca.
That'd be great, yeah.
Can I bring you back to Carnegie Hall? It must have been absolutely mind-blowing, because
mind-blowing.
I remember many years ago now, I'm old enough to to remember the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. I am not old enough to remember them when they started years prior to my time, but I recall an interview with them. I suppose it would be maybe late 70s, early 80s, and they said that one of the highlights of their career was actually playing Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, it's quite an experience. even for just me, an opera singer, I auditioned for this opportunity, I think months before I even got an email, and I didn't think anything of it. I just said, oh, look, I'll go for it and see what happens. And then all of a sudden I got an email, and a week later I had to be in New York for a concert on a Friday night. And it was very quick. I had to get my ESTA and get my flights and get my accommodation and everything. But as soon as we got there, the orchestra just, they just made us feel at home, and they were, you know, so helpful. And any tempi that you wanted, they were just like, okay, that's fine. This is how Rebecca's going to be singing this. So it was quite lovely, and the acoustics in the room as well were just phenomenal. Comparing to some of the places that I have sang in, it was like I was coming home when I was singing. And just to, even down to like the people who were just helping backstage, it was such a nice experience. And now I have it on my CV for life, and it's given me great opportunities because of it. So I'm delighted. I plucked up the courage to go for that audition.
Tell me, Rebecca, again, in the greater scheme of things, how is opera doing at the moment?
At the moment, we have currently a new opera company starting in January 2018. And it's run by Artistic Director Fergus Shiel. Now, we've been promised that maybe we're going to have about five or six operas a year from that company, which is outstanding. We have already, they have cast of Tara Erecht coming back, and Orla Boylan and Imelda Drum for those operas, which is something we haven't had for a while. I mean, we have Wexford Opera and we've Cork Opera House, and we had Opera Theatre Company as well, a touring opera company, which will still happen. But a lot of the times, you know, opera singers, we have to leave Ireland eventually because there is not enough work. But with this new opera company that's starting up in January, funded by the Arts Council, it looks really, really good for opera singers in Ireland at the moment. So I think a few people are kind of deciding whether to come home or not for it, which is good, which is something that never happened before. They never thought, no, I can't go back to Ireland. Now they're kind of thinking, well, hang on, you know, there's five or six operas a year here, and I could make a living from that. So it is a bit exciting, and it's still kind of in its plan time as opposed to audition time and go time, but it's something we haven't had before, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with that.
Yeah, and I suppose, Rebecca, in fairness, you know, it has to be said that none of this would be happening unless there was demand for opera, so there obviously is a demand by the wider general public for opera.
There is, definitely. I mean, you only have to look at some of my friends who are in their late 20s, never saw an opera before, and I always try and drag them along to things, and they all said no, 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 no. And eventually I brought them along to something. I think it was the Magic Flute or something like that. It was a student production from the Royal Irish Academy of Music. I could not drag them out of the place. They wanted more, and they were laughing, and they were saying to me, gee, I didn't realise, you know, like opera was funny and it was, you know, smart and it's current. And I said, well, yeah, you know, obviously it's going to be current. They don't realise that opera is changing, and we do current productions of things and spice it up. It's not, you know, people in wigs in the Baroque era anymore. And it's really enjoyable, and it's funny and wit, and it's sexy and it's smart. So I think people are starting to realise that, and they're starting to realise, well, hang on, I can go to an opera for really cheap in Ireland. I definitely think it's up and coming, and there's a lot more opera singers in Ireland at the moment also. If you go back maybe 10 or 20 years ago, there'd be a couple of, you know, big stars, but now, I mean, we have Tara Erecht, we have Pádraig Róin, we've lots of people in the States and in Germany. I mean, Irish people are taking over the opera companies in Germany. I think even the artistic director of the Munich Opera Company said, you know, where are all these Irish people coming from? They're taking over our jobs.
Well, no bother to us. We have been known to do that before. Rebecca, just before I let you go on, I'm very grateful to you for joining me this morning because I know you're on a tight schedule. The purpose again of our chat, Wednesday night, just run through it again for us, please.
Wednesday night, we have our concert at 8 o'clock, doors 7:30. And the tickets are €10 for adults and €5 for kids. And we will have a raffle on the night also with a few little spot prizes. There's something for everyone in the concert. We even have some popular songs along with Christmas songs. So I hope you can come and join us on the night.
And every penny raised going to Hughes House, a non-profit organisation designed for providing accommodation for the parents of sick children close to the children's hospitals. And as well as that, Rebecca, anybody seeking further information can do so by contacting northdublinsingers@gmail.com, all one word.
That's it, yeah.
Rebecca, lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Lovely to talk to you too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.